Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Teller's Gold. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front. For nearly 6 months, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had worked to solve one baffling crime, a stagecoach robbery. Two holdup men had taken the deeds to choice railroad lands from the mail sacks of the Santa Fe stage and disappeared. Then suddenly the case broke wide open as Wild Bill and his big deputy fought a blazing battle with hard-bitten outlaws over Teller's Gold.
Head up this trail, Buckshot. Come on, Jingles.
Oh, I knew it, Bill Hickok. Every time we get near this part of the mesa, you want to go up on that ride.
Sure do, partner. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because every time you get to the top of that rise, you look at that railroad land down in the valley. Then you get to be a sore head for a whole week.
Oh, Buckshot, who boy?
Oh, Joker, who? All right, now we're here. Go ahead and take a good look. Won't do you no good.
Someday it might, Jingles. Someday the men that held up that stage are going to make a slip, and when they do, I want to be around.
Well, they ain't yet. And I'm good and ready to forget the whole thing.
Well, I'm not. Don't forget those owl hoots killed a driver.
Bill, it could have been anybody. Now, look at that pair of cowpokes prodding that bunch of mavericks across the valley. Could have been them.
Sure, it could.
Or it could have been that old prospector that's cutting their trail with his pack mule.
You're right, Jingles. But it had to be somebody, and if we keep watching, we'll have the satisfaction of putting that somebody behind bars.
Well, you can perch up here and watch till you're bug-eyed as a hooty owl. Hit around, Joker. Me and Joker's getting hungry, and we're heading back to town.
Move a herd in on this land. Oh, boy.
No, it ain't never going to be safe, and you know it.
Well, I know this much. I got the deeds to 7,000 acres in this valley locked up in my safe. I'm going to find a way to use every acre of it.
Yeah, you're going to find a way to slap us both into a calaboose.
Hey,
who's that?
That's that old prospector, Two-Pick Teller. You're getting kind of jumpy, ain't you, Basham?
Well, shut up. Won't say nothing about why we're on this land.
Hey, one of you punchers happen to have a couple of
lucifers
on you? My
pipe's
gone out again.
Here you are, Two-Pick.
Oh, thank you, son. So you know me, eh?
Well, sure, everybody knows Two-Pick Teller. Knows you for what you are, the biggest deadbeat in seven counties.
Now, that ain't no way to talk to old man, son.
Now, go on, you got your matches. Get moving.
You won't be so unsociable with me when my strike comes in.
Strike? Shit. Only strike you'll ever see is striking one of them matches, Two-Pick.
Oh, wait, Spade. Maybe he just ain't been looking in the right place.
What are you getting at, Baxter?
Why, you know. You really want to find gold, Two-Pick?
Why, you empty-headed, horn toad, of course I do. Why do you reckon me and Petunia have been roaming these hills for nigh 30 years?
And I'll tell you what to do, Toothpick. See that saddle between them two peaks up the east?
Yeah, I see it. What about it?
Now you go dig on the south side of the north peak of that saddle by a big rock that looks like an elephant.
Back, son, what are you giving him?
Gold for the digging.
You mean there's gold up there, son?
Well, you'll never know without digging. Better get started.
All right, son. Come on, Petunia. Thank you, son. I'm much obliged for the lucifer.
Look what old Cootie's going to do it.
Baxton, you're meaner than I ever give you credit for, dear.
Forget it. We got other business. Now get to driving them Mavericks.
Hey, wait, Baxton. Look up on the point of that mesa.
The rider just sitting there against the sun looking down.
That ain't just any rider, Baxton. That's Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? How do you know that?
Ain't another man in the world sets a horse like Wild Bill Hickok. We better get out of here fast.
Get out, nothing. He might get some ideas about us.
Baxton, you're crazy. What are you going to do with that rifle?
Hickok makes a right fine target standing out on that point.
No, don't shoot. We got one gun against us already.
Now, stay back, Spade. That nosy marshal's getting any hunches up there. He ain't going to live to run him down.
You hit him. He's falling off his horse. Baxton, you've killed Wild Bill Hickok.
Pot.
There's sugar-coated, tastes the sweet. Yes, pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Well, just talking about them is enough to make your mouth water. Big, pre-sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And that's mighty fine munching anytime, right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try Sugar Pops and see if you don't agree they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin'-tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowl full of Sugar Pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Villainous Baxton had taken careful aim, and when his rifle cracked, the figure of Wild Bill Hickok toppled from Buckshot's saddle to the ground. Meanwhile, back in town, Jingles had eaten a big supper and returned to the office to wait for Bill.
Ooh-wee! That was a right fine meal. Too bad Bill didn't come back with me. Well, I guess I'll just sit down here and take a little snooze till he gets back. Downright feather brain to keep sitting up on that mesa and looking down at them. Doggone it, he ought to be back by now. Getting dark. Maybe I have not left him there by himself. If anything ever... Uh-oh. That's Buckshot. Here comes Bill now. I'll just make like I'm asleep. Not worried one little bit. No, sirree, not one little bit. That's Buckshot, all right. Buckshot! Where's Bill? Bill! Bill! Uh-oh. Wants me to follow him. Something's happened to Bill. Joker! Oh, hold still, Joker. All right, Buckshot, get going. Get going. Go find Bill. Go on. We're coming, Buckshot. Jump, Joker. Bill's in trouble. Dig in, I said. Ha, ha, ha. Runs like the wind. He's leading us right back to the place I left Bill. stop. Stop right on the point where we... Hey, there's Bill. Bill, lying on the ground. Whoa, Joker, whoa. Bill! Bill, say, hey! Oh, where's the match? Oh, he's been shot. Bill, say something. No little old crease in your scalp could kill you, Bill. Go on, bawl me out for leaving you. Oh, water, where's some water? He's still breathing. Hey, here, Bill, here's my canteen. Now take a drink. There, that old dog got it anyway. Well, but Bill, you're living.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you're trying to drown me?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's real funny. Bill, I thought you was dead.
And I thought you went back to town.
I did. Buckshot come and got me.
Mm, good boy, Buckshot.
He says it wasn't nothing, Bill. Now, who shot you?
I guess it was one of those two cowpokes we saw down the valley this afternoon.
Well, you'll never find him to ask about it.
I'm not so sure about that, partner. That prospector we saw talking to them two was old Two-Pick Teller. He'd know them, if we can find him.
Now, doggone it, why didn't I think of that? That ain't gonna be easy. Two-Pick Teller gets off digging in these hills, and sometimes he don't come out for 2 months at a time.
Well, Jingles, we're not having much luck, are we?
No, we ain't having no luck at all. It's been 2 weeks since one of them coyotes shot at you, and we ain't found hide nor hair of either of them or the old Two-Pick Teller either.
Well, at least my head's had a chance to heal up.
Well, I'm tired of riding for one day. Let's prod up these ponies and get to the hotel.
Better not get set on a good night's sleep, partner. That sounds like shooting down the Black Fork of Faith.
Now, doggone it, I ain't no mood for no ruckus tonight.
Get along there, Buckshot. Come on, let's see what's up, Jingle.
Well, I hope it ain't nothing more than some high-roaring galoot celebrating. I'm tired.
Whoa, whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Whoa,
let's soon find out, partner.
Whoa.
It's in the Black Fork of Faith, all right. Come on.
I'm going to find that yahoo that's raising all the cane and rock him to sleep, that's what.
Yes, sir, boys, I dug and dug and dug, and then right where they told me, I come up with the prettiest little vein of pure collar you ever see.
There he is, Jingle. Do you recognize him?
Oh. To think I could have just sat right here and he'd have dropped right in my lap. Doggone it, Two-Pick Teller, you old sandblasted mountain gopher. Where in the two sons have you been?
Well, if it ain't Wild Bill and Jingle, sit down here with me, gent.
Yeah, we sure will.
Now, tell us about this gold strike, Two-Pick.
Well, it was the darndest thing, Wild Bill. About 2 weeks ago, me and Petunia, that's my pack mule, met up with two cowpokes out on the railroad land in the valley.
Bill, two cowpokes, that must have been...
Hold it, Jingle.
Well, one of them told me to go dig in a spot up in the Saddle Mountain, and I did, and I turned up the prettiest vein you ever saw. I rushed back and filed my claim.
Now, that's the luckiest thing I ever did hear.
Well, scorch my hide. Speak of the devil, here come those two cowpokes now. Howdy, Baxter and Spade.
Bill.
Hold it, Jingle.
The old mountain goat, I heard about you jumping my gold claim.
Your gold claim?
Yeah, my claim, and you ain't living to work it.
Billy's gone!
That was sure quick shooting, Wild Bill.
Now, let's simmer down and talk this over, gents.
Baxter. It's Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Well, I thought...
You thought you'd killed him, huh? That's what you were going to say, you low-life bushwhacker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind, Jingles. I'm more interested in why Baxton is driving Mavericks on that railroad land.
Well, ain't nobody else using it.
You don't have any other reason?
No.
You're getting a lot of bad habits, mister, going around shooting at people, taking over land.
Yeah, and what about my gold claim?
Well, I was there first.
It won't work, Baxton. That's an old trick.
Well, I got ways of making it work, Hickok. Anyone of you Jaspers come near that claim again, you're making a personal reservation on Boot Hill. And I'll be there to see that you get it. Come on, Spade, we're leaving.
Claim, gents. Whoa, Petunia.
Joker. Where?
Why, you're standing on it, you big lump of lard.
Well, show us the gold.
Keep your eyes open, partner. Don't forget, Baxton made a threat to put us all up on Boot Hill.
He did, didn't he?
Come on, forget about Baxton. I'll show you a sight like you never seen before. Right on the side of this big rock.
Where's your digging, Toothpick?
You're right here, Bill. Get me the start of a tunnel. Come on in.
Jumping tadpoles. You dig that much in 2 weeks?
Why, I sure did. Darn near 12 feet to the back of it, and you can stand up. And of course, I used some blasting powder.
Some digging's all right. I can see the gold vein.
Where, Bill?
You're right here on the back wall, you blind jingle.
There inside, Spade. Shoot up and take a powder.
Bill, what was that?
Here goes. Who's doing this? Shoot.
Bill, it's a landslide. It's closing the tunnel. We'll be buried alive.
Seems like every time I get to talking about Kellogg's sugar corn pops, I start telling all you fellas and gals about how good tasting they are, and I plumb forget to tell you about how good for you they are, too. That's right, Wranglers. Every average bowlful of sugar pops supplies the daily minimum adult requirements of sunshine vitamin D. Now, there's something Mom will be mighty pleased to hear about, so you remember to tell her about it. And remember, too, that you can enjoy Kellogg's sugar corn pops most any time. For breakfast, after school, or in the evening when you're sitting around listening to the radio. And whether you eat them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream or right out of the box, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. You try this Rip Snortin' cereal and Rootin' Tootin' snack tomorrow. Look for the packages with Guy and Andy riding their horses full tilt right on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar pots.
They're sugar coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
While Bill, Jingles, and Toothpick Teller were caught by an unexpected trick of the murderous Baxton and sealed inside the tunnel of Toothpick's mine.
Bill, that low-down salamander's closed this tunnel tight.
That darn coyote used one of my own kegs of blasting powder to bury me with. There's only two left, the low
life. Hey, wait a minute. You got more blasting powder here?
Well, two, I said, Bill. I can feel them back here.
Bill, you can't do nothing with powder. You'd kill us all.
What else you got in here, Toothpick?
Oh, these shovels, some old pipes, and cotton string for measuring, a miner's lamp, my toothpick.
Good. Jingles, we're as good as free if I can make this trick work. Now, quick, light that miner's lamp.
I sure will, but I don't see what you're going to do.
Yeah, me neither.
Break the top off of one of those powder kegs, Toothpick, and hand me a piece of pipe.
Here's a pipe, Bill.
Good. Now get the powder while I try forcing this pipe through to the outside.
Bill Hickok, I'm just busting with curiosity.
Very simple, Jingles, if it works.
Yeah, anything is.
If I can force this pipe far enough, we can pour charges of powder through it, use a string for a fuse, and blast our way out of here. All right, come on, let's get to work.
Daylight, I never expected to see it again.
That'll do it, Jingles. A cow could crawl through there, so I reckon it's about your size.
Come on, I'm itching to get on the trail of those two varmints that started all this. I aim to finish it, and I'm plumb mad now.
Well, Bill, those tracks lead right down across the valley floor.
Yeah, this is on the railroad land where we saw them the first day, Bill.
That's right, Jingles, and that plays right along with my hunch.
What hunch, Bill?
About this railroad land and those missing deeds.
Well, Bill, there they are driving another bunch of mavericks up the valley.
You said it, Toothpick. All right, after them. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
That tin-horned tarantula, I'm going to ventilate your hide.
You're wasting lead, Jingles.
I know it, but it makes me feel better.
There you go, Bill. Hit it for that patch of timber.
Bill, those mavericks, not a brand on them. Reckon these varmints are rustlers, too?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, partner. Look back up there in those trees, Jingles, at the head of that canyon.
A house? Well, I'll be a pink-toed salamander. A house hid away so you'd never find it. Reckon it's Baxter?
That answer your question, Jingles?
Sure does. Let's smoke them out. That's just to let them know we're coming. We are going to pay them a visit, aren't we, Bill?
We sure are, Jingles. Let's climb down off of these ponies and move in.
Now you're talking wild, Bill.
We don't sound very welcome, do we?
We're coming in, Faxon.
You're walking right into your grave, Hickok, if you knew.
Bill, they're all holed up in that house. They've got the advantage.
Spread out, Jingles. Tell her, you take the right cut of the house. I'm going straight in.
All right, Wild Bill.
Just give the signal, Bill.
All right, wait till they start the reload. Then we're going to rush them.
Hold it, Baxton.
That's your funeral, Hickok.
I give up, Hickok. Don't shoot again.
You're not fooling me, Hickok.
Watch him, Billy's coming for you.
You've been on the loose too long, Baxton.
Yeah, but you ain't taking me in.
That's just what I'm going to do, miss.
That's flatten me first.
Now, that's a good idea.
Woo-wee, what a wallop, Bill.
Just like he'd been kicked by a petunia.
Bill... Look, no wonder we couldn't hit him there. They was hiding behind a big iron safe.
Yeah, and that gives me an idea, partner.
It does?
It sure does.
Well.
Baxton, open up that safe. I want to look at what's inside.
I ain't opening nothing, two-bit star packer.
Bill, I reckon you'll have to give him another little treatment.
Sure looks that way, Jingles. All right, get up, Baxton.
Now, ain't he local to ask for another beating?
No, Hickok, don't hit me again. I'll open it.
I'm getting out of here.
You ain't going no place but to the hoosegow. Now stand still. You know, I'm real curious about what's in that place myself.
Well, there they are, Jingles. It took 6 months, but we finally found them.
Found what, Bill?
The deeds to the railroad land, partner.
Oh, yeah.
You put the handcuffs on those two aloofs. This proves they're the ones that robbed the stagecoach and killed that driver, and now they're going to pay.
And all the time I thought he was chasing them because they were trying to hijack my mine out from under me.
Well, Toothpick, we just managed to kill two birds with one stone, that's all.
Yeah, Toothpick, you know, that's the way it is riding with Wild Bill Hickok. You never know which end is up. You know, I get so mixed up sometimes that I get up in the morning and walk down to breakfast on my hands. Sure is hard swallowing uphill.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, what's our story going to be about come Friday?
Well, Guy, this one's about how a dirty shirt raised more ruckus than a nest of hornets.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too. Choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choo-choo-choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post, Jack Crewson, and Curly Bradley. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!